Sign number 11. No superpower will intervene on Israel's behalf when they are invaded. That's Ezekiel 38 and 39. This means something will happen to the United States. Not only will there be certain nations in the geographical area around Israel that will not participate in the invasion of Ezekiel 38 and 39, there is something else missing from this battle. There is no superpower who will rally to Israel's side. We can make the following observations about the scenario that the Bible gives. First, the evil thought of Gog. The Bible explains the motivation of the leader of this last day's coalition in Ezekiel 38, verses 10 to 12. Here's what it says. Thus says the Lord God, on that day thoughts will come into your mind, and you will devise an evil scheme and say, I will go up against the land of unwalled villages. I will fall upon the quiet people who dwell securely, all of them dwelling without walls and having no bars or gates, to seize spoil and carry off plunder, to turn your hand against the waste places that are now inhabited, and the people who were gathered from all the nations, who have acquired livestock and goods, who dwell at the center of the earth. That's Ezekiel 38, 10 to 12. Now, interestingly, we see that an evil thought comes across the mind of this leader, Gog. When he has this thought, there is seemingly no hesitation on his part to carry through with his plan. And then next, we see the weak response from the nations in the vicinity. In fact, the only response we are told that comes from any nation comes from Sheba and Dedan, which is, of course, the modern Gulf states, including Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates, Oman, etc. They are merely protesting. In other words, they are not intervening on the side of Israel. And we find there is no intervention by other nations. As this invasion takes place, nothing is said about any other nation coming to the aid of Israel. Nothing is said about any other nation protesting or wishing to send help to Israel. To sum up, Israel is left on its own when this attack takes place. So, this means something will happen to the United States. This scenario assumes that something will indeed take place in the United States or happen in the United States that will cause it not to be able to or not willing to come to the aid of Israel. While we don't know exactly what will take place, there are a number of possible scenarios. Possibility number one, the United States does not exist. Well, while frightening to think of, it is possible that the U.S. will no longer exist. Some type of nuclear attack, terrorist attack, plague, or something else could make the United States a wasteland. Can it happen? Yes. Will it happen? Nobody really knows. However, we should not rule it out as being beyond the realm of possibilities. If the United States was not in the picture at all, this would explain why this leader, Gog, had no second thoughts about invading Israel. All right, possibility number two, the United States does not have the capacity to get involved. A more likely scenario is that the U.S. has reduced its military force to such a degree, or that it's so spread thin around the world, that would not be possible for it to come to the aid of Israel in any meaningful way. In other words, while possibly being willing to help, the USA would find itself in a position that it could not help. Now, there could be other factors that would not allow the United States to become involved, but whatever the case may be, the USA may be willing to help Israel, but for some unstated reason, they are not able. Now, there is a third possibility, and that is the United States is not willing to get involved. Sadly, it is possible that the United States, while having some capacity to intervene on Israel's behalf, does not wish to. For whatever reason, America chooses to stay out of the battle. This would cause a horrific judgment upon the United States. Now, we want to give a warning to the USA. As we observed in sign number two, the Bible made it clear that those nations which attempt to undermine Israel will be punished by God. we saw that five ancient peoples, the Amorites, the Moabites, the Amalekites, the Philistines, and the Ammonites, no longer exist because of their repeated attempts to destroy Israel. This supernatural protection by God has never been rescinded. This will be particularly true in the last days with Israel back in the land, as the Bible predicted. According to Scripture, Israel must exist to the very end. So we can only hope and pray that this does not become the situation in the United States. If indeed it eventually does happen, then the United States will be judged by God. There is no doubt about this. Now, one final thing that should be mentioned. Israel does have someone who will intervene on their behalf during this invasion, and that is God Himself. Scripture explains what will happen in this manner. Ezekiel 39, verse 1 and verses 4 to 6, we read, "As for you, son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. You will fall dead on the mountains of Israel, you and your troops and the people who are with you. I give you as food to every kind of bird and every wild beast. You will fall dead in the open field, for I have spoken, declares the sovereign Lord. I will send fire on Magog and those who live securely in the coastlands. Then they will know that I am the Lord." Again, Ezekiel 39, verse 1 and verses 4 through 6. Scripture records the Lord completely destroying the invading armies. Hence, at the end of the day, we find that it is God Himself who will fight for Israel and defeat their enemies. So, to sum up sign 11, one of the seemingly obvious truths about Ezekiel 38:39 and the invasion it records is that the leader of this coalition, Gog, decides on his own to gather a number of nations to invade Israel. There is nothing whatsoever in the text that indicates that this future leader is afraid of any powerful nation intervening on the side of Israel. So this sign indicates that the United States, for whatever reason, will not become involved on the side of Israel in this Ezekiel 38-39 invasion. Now, why this is so can only be a matter of speculation, and there are a number of options. First, the U.S. may no longer exist. Well, while a frightening thought, it certainly is not beyond the realm of possibility. There are weapons developed, as well as those which will be developed in the future, that could, for all intents and purposes, reduce the United States to a non-existent country. There may be other factors that render the United States to a non-superpower. We just do not know. Second, for whatever reason, the United States is not willing to become involved. This would mean that America has turned its back on its number one ally in the Middle East, namely Israel. With the rise of anti-Semitism in the world, it is certainly not beyond the realm of possibility that this may happen at some time in the future. Third, it is possible that the United States is not able to become involved. This scenario would have America in such a weakened position, militarily and economically, that it would not be able to provide any help to its greatest ally in the region. Now, each of these are distinct possibilities, and only time will tell which is correct. However, one thing seems to be certain: the future of America is that it will not remain a superpower forever. However, as we observe, this does not mean that Israel will be unprotected during this invasion. To the contrary, the Lord Himself will fight on their behalf and destroy the incoming armies. Israel will then learn that what they truly need is not the help of other countries, but rather the help of God and the help of Him alone.